You're on the radio. 101. Generation
Annihilation. I just want some skate. 99% are unhappy with their lives anyway. Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
We have you surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
I must have some booze. I demand to have some booze.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM on this beautiful sunny Vancouver day, June 28th of 2008. My name is Aaron. I'm here until 1 o'clock, and we started things all off with the restarts from a recently re-released discography of stuff from 1996 to 1998, Actively Seeking Work, and this one is released on Active Records. The restarts from London, England, who played here last Sunday, and they played a great show, and we have one of the restarts here with us. Hello, Kieran.
Hey, Aaron. What's going on?
Not much. We're doing a spotlight today on your band, You've noticed, yet. And so, you just wound up your tour here in Vancouver.
Yeah, we just finished the U.S.-Canadian tour last week. Vancouver was the last date, and it was great.
I was quite impressed with how the turnout was at the Vancouver show. There's quite a few people there, especially for a Sunday night. And were most of the shows like that?
We had pretty good turnouts for most of the gigs, yeah. I mean, some were like sort of house parties, and some were sort of bigger venues, but every show was pretty great. I can't complain.
And you are living in London, England now, but
yes.
You're not originally from London, England. You're originally from here, correct?
Yeah, I'm from Squamish.
From Squamish, and you moved to Toronto first, right?
I moved to Toronto, around 87, and then I kind of flitted back and forth between Toronto and London until I decided to stay in London, so...
Okay, so we're going to get going with a band that you played in when you're in Toronto. We're going to hear some Armed and Hammered way back when. So, if you'd like to hear something from the restarts, why don't you give me a call, 822-2487. That's UBC CITR. Don't forget the 604. This is Armed and Hammered, and this song is entitled Punk Rock.
Started out in high school. Brookish, listen, Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. For those of you just tuned in, we are focusing on the restarts today. We have Kieran from the Restarts with us, and at the start of the set, we heard an act that Kieran played in. We heard a track called Punk Rock, and that's on a 7-inch out of Tooth and Decay Records going way back when. I think that 7-inch probably came out posthumously, eh?
Posthumously, was that?
I guess after the fact, like it was recorded. And
Yes. Am I saying it actually came out after I moved to the UK.
Do you know what year that was recorded? That song, Punk Rock, there.
It would have had to have been 1992 or 93.
And you were playing. That's when you stopped playing with Armed and Hammered from Toronto.
Yeah, when I decided to move back to London, which was 94-ish, but. Yeah, they always took a bit of time releasing stuff, so kind of like the Restarts as well. We sort of, you know, dragged our heels a bit. But, yeah.
And after that, we heard from another act that you were in, the Verruckers, a long-running UK punk rock act, and that was, I guess, their comeback album, Murder, and you wrote that song, Nightmare Vision.
Yeah.
Going back to the mid-90s on Asylum Records, I'll say 95, 96.
Yeah, it was actually right around when the Restarts were forming. I think the Restarts had been together for like 6 months, and Verruckers needed a bass player, and someone said to Rat, you know, check out the Restarts, you know, their bass player will be up for it. So that
answered my question then. I was going to say, who was first, the Verruckers, like, did you play in the Verruckers before the Restarts? But obviously the Restarts were going for 6 months, and then you had joined.
Yeah, because I remember Rat was at one of our gigs, and yeah, someone introduced us, and they said, would you be up for doing, like, a U.S. tour? And I was like, definitely.
Man, you were on that album, too, so it wasn't meant to be a permanent thing then. It was just
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I did sort of join the band, but then due to kind of circumstances, I couldn't stay with them. So they got, I think, Marvin on bass from KSUK.
And after the Verruckers, we heard from an act called Coitus. You weren't in this band, but your original guitar player, Mick, was. This is from a 7-inch called Darkness on the Streets on Tribal War Records out of New York City. Coitus from London, I guess, where the Restarts are from. And
yeah, they had kind of been rocking the whole kind of squat scene, and they were a bit more metallic and a great band. And they had, like, a pretty good following. But sort of at the same time we were forming, they were kind of breaking up because the bass player was moving back to Dublin. So when we saw Mick at a loose end, we snagged him.
And we ended things all off with the Restarts, your band, from the Job Club demo. And that's going back to, what, 96 as well?
Yeah.
And recently re-released on this Actively Seeking Work compilation CD, which contains the early EPs and the Job Club demo. And yeah, I got to say, the first thing that caught me about the Restarts, I remember seeing Armed and Hammer in Toronto, and I remember the logo being emblazoned really big and going, wow, that's such a crazy logo. And I remember a lot of people were listening to the demo at the time, and I thought the artwork always caught me. And I'm going to talk about this cover here, the Job Club. It's like a guy and a girl gasping, oh my God, Roger, those bastards are actually sending me to the Job Club. And it looks like he's looking at a stub here, I guess, meaning like being on the dole and being forced to look for work. I was just wondering, is the dole scene still fairly active? Like, are there still a lot of musicians on the dole in London, or is it...
No, it's getting harder and harder, you know, so it's kind of like, it's the same, I think, in Canada, and there's sort of these... I mean, that's what the whole Job Club thing is about, you know, it's sort of getting people back to work. But if you're a musician or an artist, it's hard to sort of work full time and sort of
jumble
pursue
a band. Yep.
Your career as an artist. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, people are on it for like 6 months, and then they just sort of, they put you through these Job Club things and Restart interviews to get you off. So,
and not about the cover, but also about this CD in general. I was reading the liner notes, and you mentioned there was a big squat scene in London. You'd moved to London, and there wasn't a whole lot of like punk rock wasn't big. I mean, that 95, I guess the whole Holiday in the Sun revival hadn't really started to happen, and the internet wasn't even that big then.
Yeah.
So there was a big squat scene in London. How is the squat scene in London now? Is it?
I mean, there's still kids doing it, like younger kids, and there's a great gang of kids out there, you know, who come to all the gigs. And I mean, I'm not squatting anymore, but you know, it seems to be a resurgence in that. But it gets hard, and I think it's frustrating if you have to move like every 6 months if you keep getting evicted, and But what's great about it is you can utilize it for venues. You know, if there's a shortage of venues, you can squat a building and get a good space going and totally control it, you know.
All right, I see. And you yourself, the Restarts have jobs, and you have a job here in London?
I'm working. I do freelance illustration design.
Okay, which is the artwork that what we were talking about. And yeah, we're going to talk about the release we're about to hear, the Frustration EP with the emblazoned Restarts logo, a guy being beaten, a guy who had been beaten. That guy was a friend of yours, blood all over his face.
Yeah, that was Chelsea Lee. He was one of these people that, you know, he always kind of got into conflicts. He kind of had, he mouthed off a lot, and he was a lovely guy, but he was kind of one of these people that would always sort of, you know, end up getting beaten up. And then ultimately, he got murdered a few years back, and I think 2002, which is pretty tragic. Yeah.
So we're going to hear the first track of that Frustration EP. We're going to hear a track called Delirium Tremens on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, fucking bastard! Yeah, lick my fucking head!
No, honest man, honest, I never...
from the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Thank you. position in your way. Start from zero to stay. Same old dudes, secure the balls. Different policy, same old thoughts. Same old dudes, the source of vision and seas. Sell their morgues. Additional free. Additional policy. Additional seas. Additional unrest. Additional apathy.
This is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, almost 12:30, and we are doing a showcase on the restarts here on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM. We got myself, Aaron, and I got Kieran over to my left.
What's going on?
Well, let's see now. What did we last hear in the set? We started off in that set with the restarts with a track, your band, Dysfunction from the... we heard Dysfunction. What am I saying?
Yeah.
We heard a track...
No.
Delirium Tremens, we heard, and that's from the Frustration EP.
Yes,
and
first 7-inch.
First 7-inch on Blind Destruction Records.
Yeah,
going back to 1996. And then we heard a track from the second 7-inch, Just Gets Worse. And I always like this one. I used to have a shirt of that had this. We were just talking about a show that I first met Kieran at in Pittsburgh, a house show, and I bought this shirt, Just Gets Worse, and I really like the cover art on it. Shows some bobbies, I guess, coming and wrecking the scene, breaking up a gig, and you can look at it and say, oh, you know, cool imagery, you know, that looks like a nice fantasy thing, but it actually really happened. It was based on an actual event, right?
Yeah, that was, we had a venue in London, a pub called the Albion, which we used to do regular punk nights at, like a weekly DJ night, and the police just... There was an altercation where there was a fight and someone got beat up, and so the ambulance came, and whenever the ambulance comes, the police show up, and they just decided that they needed to clear the bar. You know, there's about 200 of us, and they just used this total tribal tactic of just rushing us with batons and.
And what was there no motive whatsoever, just that you guys were.
Well, one person was beaten up, so obviously, you know, the police usually send two policemen to sort of investigate, but they just showed up with van loads of them, and they just decided that we needed to clear the area, and we're, you know, it was like 1 a.m, people were drunk, and they just went ballistic on us.
How did you make out of that situation? Were you left unscarred, or...?
Yes, I...
Okay.
I didn't get caught. But, I mean, basically, it was just them... Just the whole scene was just total chaos. Like, police just chasing people and just beating them down for no reason. It was disgusting. Even the landlords of the pubs, they made an official complaint to
the
police.
And was that the last ever show at this place, the Albion, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what did it after that. No more punk rock.
Well, then we had to move to find another pub, and it's kind of the whole thing repeats, you know.
And after that, we heard from an act not out of London. They were out of Bristol, I believe. Spite.
Great band.
Not associated with you guys, but they were, other than the fact they're on the same label, Blind Destruction Records. Going back to 1996, they had John, Pete, and Steve from Ripcord, who are now doing Violent Arrest, and Becky from Chaos UK, and yeah, these guys did a couple 7-inches that were pretty good. And,
yeah, great band. And Pete also went on to play guitar for Icons of Filth, and he actually ran Blind Destruction Records, so...
Which are no more, I guess, eh?
It got passed on to a few different people, and I think a lot of the singles are out of print, but I'm not sure if the label is actually still running. But.
Okay, so we're going to go on to your release, Split with Zero Tolerance, from the, which is also included on this Actively Seeking Work CD.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this song could be pertaining to what has happened in Vancouver lately. They've recently been jacking up fares of buses and SkyTrains, and they've given those people cops too. Given those cops guns here in town too.
Oh, right. Wow.
So I don't know. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm really waiting to see the day when somebody gets shot for not having a $2.50 ticket. Yeah. And yeah, I imagine it's Thailand. So we're gonna hear this track here called Fair Evasion. They have been tasered here in this city though for running away from them. So yeah.
Crazy.
Screw those pigs. Don't pay the fare. This is called Fair Evasion.
Yeah.
Generation on CITR 101.9 FM, showcasing the Restarts out of London, England, with Kieran Plunkett from the Restarts in the studio. And we heard two tracks. We heard a track from the Splits with Zero Tolerance. That one came out on originally on an Irish label, right?
Rejected Records out of Dublin.
And the track we heard was called Fair Evasion. There's also, about not having money to pay the tube, but you got to get somewhere, and what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, back in the day, we used to sort of... there used to be no barriers at the tube station, so we used to just sort of... just jump on the trains and jump off and sometimes get chased down the street by the ticket inspector, so...
Well, over there you have to jump a turnstile. There's no turnstile here. They just have big thugs in uniforms waiting at the top of the stairs for you saying, hey, where's your ticket?
Yeah.
There's another song on here, too, about that Tin Pot Hitler. Isn't that about...
It's just about people overreacting to small, criminal activities, where they just overreact to try and, quash it, and it's just saying, like, chill out, it's not the end of the world if someone doesn't pay a 50p fare,
And then we heard another one from you guys, from the Slumworld release. This one is going back to, I'm going to guess, around 2003.
Yeah.
And, that was...
Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Big Rock Candy Mountain, which you told me was a cover.
Yeah, it comes from... It was a song written during the Depression in America, and it was just... the song's been covered so many times, it's sort of like a children's song, but that context is about, hobos and tramps just jumping on trains, going to the next city, trying to find a better life,
And this one here, Slumworld, is kind of... I guess this would be the last release for your guitarist, Mick, with that lineup, eh?
That was Mick's last thing before he left, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to hear the first release after he left. I didn't realize, but you've got a guy named Robin in the band who's also in the Short Bus Window Lickers, but you had a different guitar player for this release here, right?
We had Alan from the UK Subs played on that album.
Oh, that Alan Campbell?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right, and this is kind of a concept album too, isn't it? It's about computer technology, is it not?
Yeah, it's just sort of worked out that way. We just, because we all write songs, so Dara had written a few songs that dealt with technology, and I had written some, and it just sort of came up with this technological theme.
And almost every there's several songs on it about technology and the World Wide Web, and you yourself do work on the web, but I guess
so we made these analogies between like just the whole infrastructure of the planet and society with how a computer operates, and there's viruses, and punk rock is like a virus.
It's addictive too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear the first track on it. And you guys opened your show here in Vancouver with it. It's called Age of Fear.
This is the age of fear. This is the age of.
This is the age of fear.
This is the age of.
This is the age of fear.
This is the age of.
This is the age of fear.
This is the age of.
This is the age of fear.
This is the age of.
This is the age of fear.
This is the age of.
This is the age of fear.
This is the age of.
This is the age of fear.
This is the age of.
This is the age of fear.
This is the age of.
This is the age of fear.
This is the age.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Toxic Narcotic.
Now, this is Bill from Toxic Narcotic.
You're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 FM, CITR.
And we just heard an act that featured members of Toxic Narcotic. We heard from Mouth Sewn Shuts. World War III is coming from the Doom Future Today release on Rodent Popsicle Records, distributed by Profane Existence. Mouth Sewn Shut out of Boston, who the Restarts recently did a tour with.
Great band, great people.
You played all their dates with them, and except for the Canadian dates, correct?
Yeah, they basically sort of helped us set up the tour. Bill released Outsider through Rodent Popsicle Records, and we needed a band to tour with to borrow equipment and to make the whole kind of tour work. So.
And they were helpful with all that, eh?
Yeah, great people, great band. Check them out.
And before that, we heard the Restarts from the System Error release, Age of Fear. That one came out on Havoc, kind of a one-off on Havoc, eh?
Like, well, it came out on Active Distribution,
okay.
but we did a tour at the same time. So for sort of tour support, we worked out a deal with Havoc, and he just pressed the vinyl version of it so we would have something to tour with. So
Havoc does release CDs, but they don't like to.
He's strictly a vinyl kind of label.
Yeah, he likes his vinyl all right. So yeah, so we got a bit more time to go in the show. Yeah, we're with Kieran from the Restarts, focusing on the Restarts out of London, England, who just wound up their tour, and we're going to hear a track from their latest release. It's called Outsider, and after all these labels, you decided to do one on your own. Yeah,
yeah, we just decided, you know, just make the whole thing DIY, and we just wanted to put it out ourselves, so we started No Label Records.
Did Rodent Popsicle Records release one in North America?
Well, we've licensed Outsider to them.
Okay.
So they do the vinyl and the CD, the American pressing.
And this one is on No Label Records. So we're going to hear the title track, and this is the latest Restarts release. Came out late last year, and you guys are on tour.
2007.
2007, yeah. We're going to hear the title track, Outsider, on Generation Annihilation. CITR 101.9 FM, here we go.
I'm dreaming of a dirt bird paradise. I'm dreaming of a dirt bird paradise. every freak on every street. Please stop tonight. Don't see me. Cruising by the mayor in Dorn Alley, shouting out a beat. Rock and roll, this is your future.
Right, so that was the Restart's first ever attempt of doing ska, isn't that right, Kieran?
Yes, that was the song that made us decide to sort of stick some more ska in our set.
Time's Hard from the split with Zero Tolerance, entitled State Rape on Rejected Records, going back to the 90s, and is that one a cover too? Or
yeah, that's an old Pioneer song. Like, if you hear the original, you wouldn't recognize it at all. It's very, very slow, mellow kind of ska song.
Before that, we heard from UK Subs, London, England's oldest punk band. And you are in touch with these guys for this. You designed this cover, did you not, or something?
Yeah, they wanted the CD layout done, so I
The universal, the universal album. We heard a track called Soho, which is an area in London. What area in London do you live in? Hackney still?
Hackney is East London. Soho is like central. It's where all the kind of sleazy sex bars are and some kind of rock and roll pubs and clubs and stuff.
Okay. And, 2002 on Captain Oi Records. And before that, we heard Short Bus Window Lickers from the Six for a Fiver release. We heard a track called Zombie Nightmare, and Robin from the Short Bus Window Lickers is
our guitarist.
Yeah.
So this is his, he divides his time between doing gigs with them, and they're becoming really popular in the UK, sort of one of the front runners of the street punk kind of genre.
Does he write the music by any chance for Short Bus Window Lickers?
Robin writes the guitar. Yeah, I mean, they all kind of write, but I think he writes a lot of the riffs for their, you know, so he's kind of got this Poison Idea influence going on.
That's what I heard, and I looked at him, I saw a Poison Idea shirt, Poison Idea tattoo, and I thought, he probably writes the music.
Yeah.
And before that, we heard another act that, I guess, the restarts, from the restarts, Trash Cat, Too Much Ain't Enough is the name of the release, Dirt Bird Paradise, and...
this is, it's Dareff, our drummer, it's his side project, and so he's just kind of rocking the more kind of AC/DC, Rose Tattoo, rock and roll vibe, you know?
You can hear that, definitely, and he plays, he doesn't play drums in this, does he?
I think on the recording, he kind of played drums and guitar
but
and
he is,
vocals.
When the band plays, he plays guitar, right? Or?
Well, they're in the process of looking for a drummer, I think, so they can, they haven't actually gigged yet.
Oh, I see.
It's on the cards.
All right, so we're almost done here. A little bit over time here, but we got a pre-recorded edition of Power Chords. And before I go, I'll let you know, tomorrow night at La Casa del Artista, 150 East 3rd, an all-ages gig. We got Rooner from Baltimore, Braindead from Philadelphia, and Locals Needles. That's at 7:30 p.m. Show is $10. And also on the subject of all-ages gigs, Saturday, July 26th at the Sealand Hall, benefit for Darfur. We got the Subhumans, Local Act, the Rebel Spell, and Slingshots. And a bit before that, Monday, July 14th from California, we got 625 Thrash recording artist Punch. They'll be playing with Hagaha, Local Doom Act, and Fear of Tomorrow. So, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. And before we go, how do people find out information of the restarts? Your website is...
They can check us out on www.restarts.co.uk, or you can find us on the dreaded MySpace as The Restarts.
Excellent. So, thank you very much, Kieran. And if you check out the playlist of the show, as always, www.streetpunkradio.com. And the podcast for the show will be available later on at www.citr.ca. Yes, check out the restarts. Check out their new album. Check out all their stuff. All their stuff. A lot of this stuff is found on the Actively Seeking Work CD discography that we've been playing throughout the show. And yeah, it's pretty easily available. So do yourself a favor. This has been Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
See you later.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Drink your blood.